Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as we listen to the readings proclaimed.
The first reading is from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler in every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words and returned from the tomb and told all this to the 11 and all to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Like everybody knows that response. And we're even eager to give that response. We have waited 40 days to sing and to shout our alleluias again. And this is what we expect on Easter morning. Alleluia, Christ is risen. But the Bible tells a different story. When the angels say, Christ is risen, the women say, huh? No one says, Alleluia, he is risen indeed. No one says, that was just what I expected. In fact, not only did no one expect the resurrection, no one believes it at first. The women come to the tomb expecting to find the dead body of Jesus and to anoint that body with the spices that they were carrying. They expected to do this act of mercy. They were not expecting that he had been raised. The truth is, only when they don't find the body and that they are reminded by the angels do they remember Jesus' promise that he would rise again on the third day. Once their memory is jogged, they run back to tell the rest of the disciples who were also not expecting the resurrection. The women shout, Alleluia, Christ is risen. And the disciples say, huh? They hear this news as, Luke tells us, an idle tale. This is not what they were expecting to hear from this group of women. And they did not believe it. So much did they not expect it that they thought the women were crazy. The word in Greek means delirious, out of their minds. They weren't just chatting nonsense. They actually thought they were maybe hallucinating. And can you blame them? Resurrection is not easy to believe. No one expected it. God turned everything upside down. As someone once said, if the dead don't stay dead, what can you count on? Exactly. Resurrection throws us for a loop. Many of us have heard this Easter good news year after year, Sunday after Sunday. And I'm so happy that we've got these two babies. Leave her in here, Stephanie. She's okay. I can talk louder than Sierra. I'm not sure I can talk louder than Sierra and Lilith, but we will try. This is their first time at Easter. This is their first Easter. We need to celebrate them. Next Sunday, Lilith will be baptized. What a joy. They don't know the response, but our response to Alleluia, Christ is risen, we respond, he is risen indeed. Maybe our response comes too easily. Maybe we don't really think about it. Maybe we should take a step back and stand with these gasping women in front of that empty tomb. Maybe we should stand with those head-scratching, head-shaking disciples listening to this idle tale. Step back and let the awe and the wonder of this resurrection news sink in. If we really think about it, this message of the angels seems a little too hard to believe. And if we have a little bit of hard time believing this, well, we're in good company. We, along with the women and the rest of Jesus' disciples, struggle to believe this incredible news. When God raised Jesus from the dead, God was creating a new reality, overthrowing death and sin and all that would oppress us, and declaring once and for all that life is more powerful than death, that love is more enduring than tragedy. Sometimes I think we accept the news of the Easter resurrection easier than we accept the news that God is at work in us right now, making a resurrection miracle out of our lives. We experience loss and suffering. We know the agony of addiction and compulsion that holds us bound. We weep over abuse and accusations that distance us from family and friends. We ache in pain from cancer and illnesses of many sorts in our own bodies or in the bodies of our friends and family. The Easter good news, incredible as it may seem, is that God is turning everything upside down. God is bringing life into our places of darkness and death. This is not what we expect will happen in our lives, that light will come into those dark places. But this is God's truth. This is how God works, now and forever. Not by protecting us from death, but by bringing us back to life again. Because life, not death, is God's will for us. Every moment of our life carries that seed of that truth. I know, it's harder to believe that, but God's truth is stronger than death, stronger even than death itself. We stand with these gasping women in front of the empty tomb. We stand with these head-shaking disciples listening to this incredible tale. This is not what we expect, but this is what we hope. Step back and let the awe and the wonder of this resurrection news sink in. This does make a difference. This makes all the difference in the world. Life can come out of the death in our own lives. Light can come into the dark corners of our own hearts and souls. Our hope will never die. God is working resurrection miracles in us right now, right here. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.